Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is our guest. Your calls are coming up. A bunch of other important news to hit. Stuart Rhodes, military historian, constitutional lawyer, Yale graduate, worked with Ron Paul, founder of oathkeepers.org, great patriot all around. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I want to get into this, Stuart, because I was mentioning it. We tend to have a normalcy bias, but sending our reporters around the Hill Country, but also covering other stuff around the nation, going to smart growth conferences myself. When you get there, when you realize the fake environmental movement is the core of their takeover, it's their friendly front, these people use hand signs. These people use codes with each other. They'll come into a small town with $3 million, $4 million just to grease palms. They are it's how the CIA would infiltrate and take over a country, and that's what it is. In fact, we go interview some of the professors, and, you know, turns out they're CIA or CIA connected. They're building smart growth substations where they spy and create files on people. I mean, this is a military system we're facing.
Yeah, they're watermelons. They're green on the outside, but they're red on the inside. And so the environmentalism is just the latest. It's like this one of the tools to be used to drive people.
But I'm saying they actually are using military terminologies, what I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I agree. And so on the other side of the coin, it's national security. So both are just programs to get you to swallow and accept what they have planned for you, and they put the best face forward on it.
That's right. They use national security to get the right wing to bend over, and they use environmentalism for the left.
Exactly. It's just part of the same two-party paradigm that's driving us towards totalitarianism.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, debating them in any of this doesn't do anything because they're operatives. They're there analyzing and literally using you as a data. So, I mean, how do you deal with folks like that? You just call them right out.
Exactly. You don't try to change their minds. You focus on exposing them from what they are, and your actual audience are the people that they are trying to manipulate. It's a battle for the hearts and minds of the general population.
I found, though, once you show people little data printouts and things that they're operatives and their tricks, the crowd instantly still has good instincts and joins you.
That's right. The truth will win out, and that's why they want to stop guys like you and guys like me who are exposing what they're doing and speaking the truth.
What are you expecting to try on us? I know you've had some stuff behind the scenes go on. It's starting to intensify for us.
Excuse me? I can hear you say
that. What are you expecting to do to try to shut us down?
Well, more demonization and more chaos and the excuse they can use to shut down the Internet. The Internet is the most powerful education and outreach tool there is. And so they know, as we've talked about before, they know they're running out of time. As you said, they're behind their schedule. We bump things up. The liberty movement is growing exponentially. They know their time is limited and their days are numbered. And so eventually they're going to shut down or try to shut down free speech, shut down the Internet. That's why it's critical that folks start working now on alternate communications like ham radio, even going back to carrier pigeons if you have to. Get ready for that system, you know, the Internet to come down eventually. But while we still have it, we need to keep growing the liberty movement and maximizing the number of Americans who don't care about left and right, don't care about Republicans and Democrats, but care about liberty. And so that is happening. We need to keep doing that, but while we also do that, we need to start focusing on getting ready for the fight and getting ready for the economic collapse that is going to come. I believe that's what they'll use in the end to pull the plug. They'll create chaos.
All right, stay there. We're going to break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor in this next long segment. Break down historically as a military historian and a constitutional lawyer how authoritarians have done it before. We're seeing the exact same paradigm with a high-tech integrative overlay. Very wicked. But truth trumps it all, folks. If you'll just have courage and realize they're the bad guys, they must be met. And then I want you to break down how you see this unfolding in their takeover and how you see the resistance forming via the states. That's why their entire program is there to shut that down.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
On go? All right, launch. And we are live. We see the earth from here. You got it. And what do we see? We see 7,200,000,000 people, fathers, mothers, children, and all our ancestors that came before us, who lived their short little lives as well, who had hopes and dreams. And always we see good people stepping down, kneeling to tyrants in the name of security and safety, and giving up more and more of their hard-won, hard-fought freedoms. No one can deny that basic freedom is on fire, burning down to the ground. But America, even though it's basically dead and freedom worldwide is fading, in government, in the heart and in the mind, it is actually becoming brighter because you go through a cycle. People become decadent because they've had so much freedom. They don't appreciate it. Things fall apart. Then the tyrants come in. Then things get worse and worse. People fight it off. Then they appreciate liberty again. Then because they've had liberty, incredible prosperity comes, people become corrupt and decadent again, and the same cycle repeats itself over and over again. The difference is we're now in the 21st century, and the tyrants have got a lot of sophisticated tools, and it blows back on them, but they can't help it. They just have a will to power. They want to be the Ubermensch. They want total control. Well, if you were the Superman, you would know that you want to empower the species because you were so great. You would not want to stunt people so you could be the Ubermenschen over a bunch of snails. Because you're not really a Superman, and that's what the globalists want to become, this enlightened creature, if you're trying to hurt and dumb people down. That is not what a Superman does. Let's just get that through your little minds. Now, Stuart Rhodes was talking about internet shutdown and ways they want to try to bring in cybersecurity to take control of the web. And there's a major gear up through the Pentagon, setting up NSA centers in every city and even small towns and rural areas to surveil people, to target people, to control people. But once they're identified, and you should find these bases in your area. I'm about to expose some here in Austin. Even giving them a heads up, I'm coming. And why? Because we want to get your full response, don't we? Like, I might even do it today. I got to get around to that. I've been a little busy. We need to go and confront this and not be afraid. Our reporters went down and showed the NSA giant complex in San Antonio. TV and radio and news print, they've all had their cameras taken by the police. We just got there, and I told Ja'Kari Jackson, just hand him a news article about the NSA losing a Maryland suit, saying people couldn't film it. And the cops didn't have to be told we're going to sue you. That was next. And they went, oh, you guys can see. You guys got the sunglasses. Oh, well, we'll just leave. I mean, what's it going to do, videotaping a big illegal criminal NSA base? We're not the bad guys. Stop acting like we're the bad guys. You know, and again, the globalists put up this idea with the militias they tried to take over 20 years ago, 15, 16 years ago in that area, by demonizing the idea of putting radicalizers in there, and then everybody sneaks around at night with their guns and plays secret agent. Folks, we're out in the open. We're out in the open buying 3 to 5 million guns a month. We're out in the open calling you murdering criminals. We're out in the open exposing you. We're the good guys, okay? You understand that? And again, we're not heroes, ladies and gentlemen. This is basic survival. These are really nasty authoritarians. If we just had some boss hogs taking over, it'd be bad enough, but I wouldn't be that worried. It'd just be, well, that's too bad we're corrupt. These are nasty control freaks that want to run your life, who we've had the FBI informants on, famous people, you know, who testified to Congress and got Weatherman convicted. They were in the meetings with Obama's advisors when they said, we're going to put 50 million conservatives in camps. We're going to kill half of them. Now in the new Army manuals, it says re-education camp. They use that term. I'm going to shut up. Stuart Rhodes, you've got the floor here, founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer. How do you see them taking over? We see the battle plan. What's their battle space versus our battle space? How do you see this playing out in general terms as a military historian as well?
Well, first of all, what they're doing is flipping the Constitutional Republic of the founders upside down. Under in a free republic, we would be self-sufficient in strong communities. We would be self-responsible in the militia, taking care of our own defense, our own domestic security, both in our towns, counties, states, and as a country. It's supposed to be the militia who takes care of domestic security, not standing
and
army.
And that's just upright men and women everywhere with assault rifles like Switzerland and basically no crime.
Right, but we should be organized, too. I mean, they expected us to be drilling and training just like they do in Switzerland. You know, I guess you could say what the National Guard was supposed to be, but on a larger basis, everybody who's fit should be in the militia and training and under the command of their governor. But that's not what we have. We have state militias only in name in the state constitutions, but they don't really exist. They're no real units. It's not supposed to be just atomized individual gun owners. It's supposed to be gun owners who have their own weapons, but also train and organize at the town, county, and state level. That is supposed to be the force in America, the military force. Standing army is supposed to be very small. And then the other side of it is, in law enforcement side, is the sheriff's posse. Same thing. You're responsible for your own security. That's why I don't like the meme of the sheepdog. A lot of guys in the military and police and veterans really get into being the sheepdog, guarding the sheep. And they look at the sheep and they say, well, you know, productive Americans who are defenseless are still good citizens, but they're just sheep and we're the guardian. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're all supposed to be our own guardians. That's the answer to that ancient question of who shall guard the guardians, is that you be your own guardian. It's supposed to be a class of citizen soldiers across the country. And so we should get away from this idea that it's okay to just be a helpless, ineffective, incapable of defending yourself or feeding yourself worker bee, and then have the warrior class, and then have the, you know, like in Plato's Republic, where they have the working class, the bronze, then the silver is the warrior class, the honor, people that focus on honor, and then the highest is supposed to be the philosopher kings, the gold class. That's a totalitarian system. We're not ants. We should be self-sufficient, independent farmers and landowners and businessmen, but also warriors who train and are ready to fight to preserve our freedom and defend our own country. That is what we're supposed to be. They replaced that by gutting that system, taking away your personal sense of responsibility and honor, be the militia, be the posse, telling you, don't worry about that. You just go work, and we'll take care of your security for you. And there's no such thing as a free lunch, and you know, buying into that paradigm has put us where we are. So now it's easier to get a Katrina going or some kind of chaos during a storm like Sandy or during an economic collapse. It's far easier because you have a bunch of people who are, they have become like a nation of sheep, relying on a professional warrior class of sheepdogs. That's the problem. That makes you very vulnerable and very easy to manipulate through chaos, whether it's election cycles and riots after an election or an economic collapse.
And that's why they've gotten rid of dodgeball and then even jogging at the playground, or a kid gets beat up and he fights back. They expel him, not the kids that even attacked. The idea of, look in England where they arrest you if you defend yourself. These criminal nanny states, the greatest crime is being a man.
Exactly. You want to emaciate, exactly right. You want to emaciate all the men. And also even women, though. Women are told, don't fight back against rapists. Last thing you want to do is try to use violence. Violence is never the answer. And all this kind of nonsense. And so you wind up with a society where the only people who are competent at using violence are either the government or private criminals. And so those, you know, gangbangers or SWAT officers are the only two people who have any kind of competency or act like men. And those are both perversions of manhood. On the one side, you've got violent criminals who just, you know, out for themselves, might makes right. But on the other side, you've got the government doing the same thing. Might makes right. They're hyper-violent.
And they want that monopoly. I mean, a true warrior class would want to make all the people under them warriors as well for the greater strength of the society. But you notice, oh, no, you shouldn't defend yourself. You should call us.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Native Americans. Every man was a warrior and a hunter. And look at the early colonial Americans on the frontier. You had to go out there and defend yourself because there's no one else around. And also, look, even in the New England towns, you were expected to be in the militia. You are not an ant. You're not a worker bee. You're not a worker ant. You're supposed to be taking care of all those functions, not just the one or the other. So this is the problem, is the paradigm has shifted from independent, self-sufficient, but also within a community, being strong and being willing to step up and take care of business. It's gone from that to a society of just consumers and a society of passive Americans like the Eloi in the time travel movie that just sit around and they're just waiting to be eaten.
And the Morlocks, well, H.G. Wells was a top eugenicist. He admitted that was all an allegory of what they were establishing. Stuart Rhodes, you're absolutely right. But they haven't domesticated everybody. So you got 150 to 170 million gun owners. They're getting hyper aware, hyper ready. I mean, that's pretty much checkmate if they try it and we resist them, because we're already, our culture is actually so much more inviting than this dead culture of ninnying, that the ninnies are getting more ninny-like, but I'm seeing actually an acceleration of rediscovery, and it's infecting everybody with the fires of liberty. I think that's why they're moving so quick. So how are these two worlds going to collide?
Well, you're right, and especially in rural America. If you get out of the cities, see, their dream is already almost fulfilled in the cities. You know, look at Chicago or New York. Everyone thinks it's horrible to own a gun, and they feed into this. But you go to rural America, and like out here in Montana, you can live 15 miles from a major road, and around you is nobody else but you, and your neighbors take care of each other and yourselves. When you're out there hiking or hunting in Montana, you're attacked by a grizzly bear, there is no cop going to come save you. You have got to take care of it. And so by default, you have to be more self-sufficient. And that's the way it is in rural America, which is why they want to depopulate rural America.
Yeah, by default, I mean, we got rattlesnakes out by my house. You got to have guns. I mean, you know, you live out with grizzly bears. You're going to take a gun with you when you go to the store because a grizzly bear might come around the corner. I mean, again, it's so simple. We need to go back to being humans, stop being domesticated. Stuart Rhodes, stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Musician, a famous rock star, about how this song got made. I Want to Fly Away. And I looked it up when I got home, and no one knows the story. Then I was told I can't tell the story. Oh, it's so ridiculous to be told stuff, and it's always off record. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. Well, listen, folks, we're not trying to scare you. We're trying to say, hey, you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, I think you're going to get lung cancer. I mean, it's just, look, we got tyranny. Stuart Rhodes is a constitutional lawyer, you know, taught history at Yale, worked for Ron Paul. I've read so many history books it'll make your head spin because I just got into it for entertainment purposes. Started to read my dad's science fiction books when I was, you know, 6 or 7. He had like those little science fiction magazines that had the easier to read stuff with all the pictures. So I started reading that. By the time I was 10, I was like, ooh, this history thing is even more entertaining. So I got all the knowledge. And now, I mean, it's not even need knowledge to know this is tyranny, folks. The point is, it's moving quick now. Stuart, short segment here, long segment coming up with more news and calls. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. But so how do you see the clash taking place? Because you know, Oath Keepers are trying to wake up police and military. I'm not putting a good face on it. I'm being honest. I see a lot of police waking up and a lot of military. What are you seeing? But how do you see this colliding? You're seeing economic collapse. They just turn things off where they want to make you dependent, which goes back to, while we still have an economy, we better all get somewhat self-sufficient.
Yes, exactly. And this is a fight to the death between two smaller groups. On the one side, the freedom movement, on the other side, the totalitarian movement. And in between is the great mass of the average American. And so it is a battle of the hearts for the hearts and minds. On their side, they use fear. Their greatest weapon is fear. Fear and helplessness in the population. And on our side, our greatest weapon is truth and courage. And if we can wake up the American spirit and remind them of their own heritage, of being brave first and foremost, not being driven by fear, and then being honorable, we can shift the average person back towards the ideas of liberty this country was founded on. So truth is a great inoculator. It once you wake somebody up, like I said in my speech at Paul Fest, once you're woken up to the false left-right paradigm,
there's no going back.
They cannot. Yes, exactly right. They'll never again control your mind. And so we've seen exponential growth in the freedom movement. My big concern is I believe that if given enough time, we will win. But I'm concerned that we are running out of time and that they will attempt to short-circuit our ability to go out there and wake people up. That's why I focused on the guys with the guns first. It's a subset of the liberty movement message. I mean, the whole liberty movement is about reaching out to people, teaching them the truth and what's been going on, and then, you know, lighting a fire of liberty in their mind to do what's right and be strong and not be driven by fear. And I'm doing the exact same thing with police and military. It's focused on them because I believe we're running out of time. So I hope to buy the liberty movement more time so that we can keep on doing that with the general population, but I focus on the guys with the guns.
Sure. Define what it means to be honorable. I mean, here's the deal. When I know criminals are taking over, I don't need to be told to resist them. I feel at my heart right now a need to resist them and a absolute drive to know they've got to be stopped. I mean, that's just survival instinct. I think we call it honor, but I really just think honor is being human and following the, you know, the good sense God gave us.
Yeah, exactly right. And it also goes back to the warrior model, too. A warrior, the highest calling for a warrior is to defend and not to be an enforcer. And it's not just to cover your own rear end and to preserve yourself only. It's to defend the weak. And so, you know, if you're going to be a man and you're going to be, you know, called a man, you should be willing not just to defend yourself and your family, but also your community and your country. And the way you defend it is you speak up and you stand out and you step up and you call out the oath breakers. And you confront them, like you said. You don't cower in fear. That's why I don't like the paradigm of the secret prepper also. I mean, yeah, I can understand if you're in living in inner city New York, you wouldn't want your neighbors to know you have food stores, I guess. But the real answer is to step out there and build coalitions and community and help each other. You cannot just be an isolated prepper, an isolated survivalist, think you're going to be doing anything. You're no longer being important.
Or you can run a compartmentalization where you do things you don't talk about, but you have the public persona as well, offense, defense.
Sure, you betcha.
All right, long segment coming up. We're going to get more into this, but I'm going to tell a parable, an analogy of something I discovered Monday. Because, folks, none of us know that much. Those of us that know quite a bit realize how little we do know. The fool thinks they know everything. I'm learning new things all the time. But I have an analogy straight ahead with Stuart Rhodes, your phone calls, a ton of news, and a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. It is hard to turn that song off, isn't it? Good old Red Rocker right there. Crank it up. Yeah. The judge said, son, just one more. All right, that's good. You know, they're coming out with all the robot cars, as I told you, and sure enough, they're announcing, hey, the robot cars are safer. We're going to make you be under robot control. You can still act like you're driving, but if you make any mistakes, the robot's going to take over second to second. Lexus is getting ready to roll that out. Folks, they mean business. They mean business. The future doesn't need us. All these science fiction movies got humans going to foreign, you know, planets and things. The globalists plan on just getting rid of humanity, and they think they're going to evolve and merge with computers. Hey, I'm not the one saying that. The New York Times and everybody's always saying, Alex thinks this, Alex thinks that. No, I'm reading the news where the globalists are saying this. They're a bunch of maniacs, and I've had enough of them. And they're going to drones and combat robots, you name it, to cut humans out of the equation. That's why we've got to get it's like the force of water humans are. There's billions of us. It's only a few thousand top globalists and a few million minions that serve them. Here in the U.S., it's the same in other countries per capita. And have you ever gotten in a stream that's just going a few miles an hour, how hard it is to stand up in it? See, if we just push, if we decide we want organic food, boom, they'll stop growing the inorganic because there won't be a market. That's already starting to happen to a great extent. That's why they're panicking. If we say we want guns and just start buying them and using them and getting somebody into guns, literally, it's over. You take one brainwashed minion who's scared and has five locks on their door, take them, teach them how to shoot, teach them safety. They're like, well, that's no big deal. That's easy. You've now deprogrammed them. Their whole programming will fall. Just like people started saying, hey, you know, slavery's wrong in 1800. Very small percentage. 60-something years later, it was outlawed. Folks, big ideas, big things start small. When you're on the right, you can't be stopped if you keep moving the ball down the field. Now, I'm going back to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones. But I want to explain something here to everybody. I am not a super healthy person. I used to be a big sports guy, got out of it, got into being unhealthy, eating like a pig and stuff, and didn't work out for about 10 years except for going on an occasional hike. It's a lot harder to get back into shape than to grow up in shape, let me tell you. But I go and I swim a couple miles a day most days. I go on, 8-mile hikes. I go on little 3-mile jogs, go through all the little injuries and stuff of being out of shape, being fat. But I started noticing on the hike and bike trail, people not wearing shoes on hike and bike trails with limestone cliffs, rocks, gravel, you name it. And I was always marveling on an 8-mile hike last week. I was always marveling how they did it because, you know, it hurts to walk over pebbles and rocks. So I went for a swim Monday early in the morning, and I said, I'm going to go down to the hike and bike trail, and I'm going to take my shoes off, and I'm going to walk a half mile and walk a half mile back. And the first 100 yards, I thought I was going to have to turn around. But you know what happened? After about 400 yards, ladies and gentlemen, my feet went numb. And when I turned around to that last half mile, I jogged back to my car with no shoes on and only had a few little cuts on my feet. It was so easy. It was so easy. And I'm going to go jog now again. This time I'm going to jog a mile with no shoes. Now, folks, to me, it was like foreign planet to see these people running with no shoes. I'm not talking about a dirt trail, folks. I'm talking about rocks and gullies and everything. And now, I'll guarantee if I do that 10 times, folks, I'll be able to do what they do. And it's the same thing with liberty. Now, it's the converse, and the globalists write about this. I had a big banking CEO once on a first-class flight to New York to go on The View, sit there and go, people will put up with anything. They will adapt, and we use that. And that's the point, is they know they can incrementally get away with evil and we'll accept incredible things, including them killing us with cancer and all the rest of it and not even notice. They'll use our adaptability to destroy us instead of our adaptability to defeat them. Stuart, do you get the point I'm making of how important this analogy is?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's a good analogy. You know, they want you to believe that you need them, that you're dependent on that system, that there's no other way. And of course, the easiest counter is to go back to being a natural human being.
But, I mean, believe me, I had trouble walking across. My parents got a bunch of gravel at their house. I didn't like walking 50 feet without shoes. But I was thinking, well, when I was a kid, I ran around everywhere without shoes, through gullies and everything. How did I? And the weird thing was, in one little mile walk, I already had gone light years. I mean, it's just incredible, and we can do the same thing politically. People think it's uncomfortable to speak out and get involved. Just start doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to, like I said, being a full human being. It's like growing your own food, or as you said earlier, learning how to defend yourself with a firearm. These are basic human functions. We've abdicated our own personal responsibility for basic human functions. It used to be women had children. My wife said all five kids, home births. It used to be that was the norm in America, as it is in most of the rest of the world. You don't need a doctor for that, unless you have a serious problem. So getting back to being natural and taking responsibility for the full spectrum of human life and the full cycle of life is where it's at. And the powers that be don't want that. They don't want you raising your own children and homeschooling, for example. They don't want you doing home birth. They don't want you deciding whether you want to be immunized or not and choosing not to. They don't want that. They want to eliminate choice, and they want you to feel like you have no choice whatsoever. And the same goes for your own security. They want you to turn over your security to professionals and to, you know, be Eloy and be defenseless. And their answer is always more and more power. To protect you, we must disarm you. Look at the average airport. That is our future. If they get their way, the entire country, every square inch, will be just like an airport, where you could have your beverages checked every now and again, make sure that you're not going to poison yourself or somebody else. So that's their drive. That's their paradigm, is that you need them. You need to be subject to them, and they need more and more control. Their answer is always more and more control. So your response should be like, we don't need you, and we're going to live as free people now. Don't wait for a lot of your past. Don't wait for a political party to do this. You do it as an individual, but also start focusing on community. You're going to need each other to ride out the storm. You need to have not just you and your family. You need to have close friends and allies forming mutual aid societies and mutual defense societies now.
Well, here's an example, and we'll go to calls with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeepers. And I'm Alex Jones for tuning in for the first time. We're now on over 130 AM and FM stations. One of the few true, diverse areas of media where the opportunity is talk radio. And I support, licensed AM and FM stations. I think there's a place for that statewide, not really federal. I don't like the FCC. But I get in that limited spectrum, the fact there needs to be a basic process, kind of like striking a claim. But that said, in an emergency situation with tyranny and all the spots they have open on the dial now with digital, they were supposed to give local community stations or local small groups, these 100 and 300 watt stations. They didn't do that. That was supposed to go to micro FM. And as long as micro FM, known as pirate, doesn't interfere with commercial stations, it's such an important thing. But I have watched from afar. I don't know all of them, but I've met some of the people over the years involved. The local group in Austin with 90.1 FM, and we're on 99.7 KLBJ. We're on 590. We're on some other stations in Texas. But the issue is 90.1 shows up high in the ratings. It's a micro that's been there for years. It covers most of the city. And the people involved just pass it around over the years. Different people run it. That's why I'm not sure he's running today. I've met him at events and things. But I happen to have read in the news a while back, it's going to the Supreme Court. They've been winning in federal court to have this micro FM that covers a city of a million people all the way to the Supreme Court now. And that's people fighting to get the word out and put my show on, and I'm not even influencing them or asking them, going to the Supreme Court. And again, it took them years to even come after it or find it. There's the government so slow. They all operate off of our compliance, is my point, Stuart.
Yeah, and so, and also on your laziness, too. I mean, the average person out there just defaults to turning on the boob tube and CNN or listening to whatever's on the radio. They're relying on that. And so that's why I love the internet and I love talk radio. These are ways of getting around that control grid. And so we need to encourage that and utilize it ourselves.
Sure. Here's an example. They try to block people getting small AMs that just go around the neighborhood or little FMs that cover the neighborhood. You plug it into an internet site and broadcast it in your neighborhood, put up signs. Everybody starts listening. Now they try to block domestic groups selling these little stations, whether it's a tenth of a watt, whatever, to anybody. But their government's so slow, you can still order it from foreign countries. The point is, folks, be the change you want to see in the world. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. If everyone in the Liberty Movement were to just go and get one more person woken up, then you double the size of the Liberty Movement, then you do it again and again and again, and we win. So, replicate yourselves. Don't just speak to the choir and be in a sound chamber with you and your friends. Go out there, attend community events, join organizations. You can work through your church. You can work through veterans organizations, local, the Shriners, whatever it is. Maybe not the Shriners, but it's whatever you want to do. Just work in your local community.
No, I say go into the, I guess say every group. I mean, I've thought about marching right into the Masonic temple and saying, you guys all claim you helped found America and fighting tyranny. You better get out there and do it instead of promoting evil. I say, sure, I say, go to LULAC. I've gone to La Raza. I mean, I've over the years gone. I'll go to anybody and try to wake them up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get to pick your battles. I try to focus on people that I think are more receptive.
Yeah, like Second Amendment groups, Ron Paul type groups, you name it.
Yeah, just even this non-political groups. Just get involved in your community, and you'll meet people. Like with shooting, you go out to the range and you shoot. You become shooting buddies. And then you start talking to them about what's going on, and once you're friends, it's a lot easier to switch them on rather than, you know, running up to them and saying, hey, this is going on. You know, they don't even know who you are. So get to know people.
Yeah.
Get to know neighbors again.
I want to go to calls, you know, instead of just watching TV all day, drive through neighborhoods. Look, the reason we sell the InfoWars magazine, it's now 60 pages, glossy, ladies and gentlemen, with a full-size poster inside. You name it. The reason we sell these is they're really just color booklets. But it's not a booklet. It's the size of the old Rolling Stone. It's huge. We sell these in bulk in groups of 10, 20, up to 100 at cost. It comes up to like $1.40-something a piece to wake people up, and it will do it. And, folks, you need to get aggressive because they can have Internet kill switch, but if you have got these magazines, these – again, are powerful weapons to wake people up. These are seeds that you can plant. Stuart, I want to go to some calls. People can subscribe, get 12 issues sent to their friends and family at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Magazine, or they can buy them in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. But, Stuart, just briefly, because we've got to get the calls as promised, what do you see as the time frame on all this currently right now? Is them trying to stage a false flag or where all this is going?
My concern is that I think we should operate under the assumption we only have a matter of months. And the reason I say that is because they understand they have to do something soon. Liberty movement is growing. And so I think it's better to err on the side of caution and prepare yourselves for, you know, take it 3 month chunks. Assume you only have 3 months. And then roll that over again. If you get past 3 months, great. Then do it again. But strengthen your position as much as you possibly can for yourself and your family and your friends, your local community. Operate on the assumption you only have 3 months at a time. But while you're doing that, you're waking up other people and getting ready at the same time. Do both together as a two-prong attack.
You know why? You may be right about it 3 months. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but they're currently got their finger on the trigger. They've got all the new TV shows coming out where the militias are going to kill everybody. That's a full rollout. They've got the public news rollout that we're the new terrorist. And so it's the pre-hype is like what we saw before 9/11 introducing Al-Qaeda. And so they definitely have got their finger on the trigger.
Yeah, and also we've been hearing, you know, and you can look at the economy, of course, and see from that itself, if it stays unnumbered, it cannot stay up much longer. But we've also been hearing from sources inside the government, they're preparing for an economic collapse. This has been going on for the last couple of years. And you've heard a lot of that. I've heard a lot of that through different channels. And so we know they're getting ready for it. And so we should expect it to happen.
You're right. Let's jam in some calls here. Julius in Pennsylvania, patiently holding. Welcome, Julius.
Hi. Thank you, Alex, for having me. I just started listening to you last week. And let me tell you, pretty much since I was a little kid, I've always questioned all these conspiracies, and I thought I was nuts. And it wasn't just you. It was Governor Jesse Ventura who confirmed it and everything. And I just wanted to say thank you for your leadership. And with God's help and your leadership and my own wisdom with my family, I'll be able to prepare as best as I can for what I hope is not true. But I guess it is true. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you. I mean, people are always saying, when's the new world order coming? We're already in the hot water. We're in the tub like Bugs Bunny when, you know, the pygmies are about to cook him and they're lighting the fire. We need to get out of the cook pot. And people need to understand, like, where's the war, Alex, that they were going to have in the Middle East? They've got wars going in three countries now on top of Iraq and Afghanistan. It's all they just don't call it a war. We're already going into martial law when they have checkpoints on highways and stuff and are suspending. Stuart Rhodes, federal court rules that they can put cameras on your property without warrants. I mean, come on. I mean, come on. That's CNET news. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem. Is we're running on a short timeline towards conflict. They're putting in place not just the surveillance structure, but the totalitarian enforcement structure of bringing the war paradigm home and destroying what's left, the ragged shreds are left of the Constitution. They're destroying the Fourth Amendment, they're destroying the Fifth and Sixth. The right to jury trial is being thrown out the window. All of this is happening. And so, of course, people say, then what are you going to do about it? Well, the answer is to wake up people to the illegitimacy of it, and especially among the military and police and veterans or critical groups, so that fewer enforcers will be there to do it to you, and more competent people who know how to fight will be ready to fight. And not disparaging the average private citizen. You should also learn. Don't rely on a professional warrior class. You go and become a warrior, too. Go to an apple seed, shoot, learn how to shoot your rifle.
Exactly. None of us are looking for trouble, but my family's not going to one of their FEMA camps with a bunch of pot-bellied communists having their way. It just isn't happening. Yeah. And we all need to work as hard as we can now so we don't have to do that, folks, because here's the deal. These authoritarians aren't going to give up without a fight. We just, like Stuart said, we got to affect the battle space now and get as many people as we can awake, okay? Because they want to take you to a torture camp. They like raping children. They just arrested another TSA raping little kids, reportedly. I mean, this is what they want. You understand? Go ahead, Stuart. Sorry.
Well, I mean, the other answer is civil disobedience. If you have, like you said earlier, when you get moving with a large mass of people, they can't be stopped. And so one answer is don't comply. Be willing to be like Henry David Thoreau and be willing to go to jail for your noncompliance, but spread that meme of noncompliance. And it all comes right down to is being courageous rather than fearful.
And sabotage the enemy at any level you can. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
They will love us. They will.
of them use Patriot listeners of the show. Last time I checked, the only news websites they link to are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and they have said on record they are listeners of this show. Mr. Bellamy popped in one time to the show. And again, I'm not bragging. I'm saying, look, all over the world, people know the score. And no matter how authoritarian this system gets, once we know it's criminal and bad, then we just remove our support and they fall like Ceausescu. It comes down to that. So expose the globalists, but also get prepared with Strategic Relocation, the film, now available at Infowars.com, and spread the word about the transmission and our local AM and FM affiliates. Philip in California, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Stuart. Honor to speak with you. I have a couple questions. I'll get to them quickly. The first one is for someone who's trying to prepare themselves and really gain the training that's necessary. Is there any kind of recommendation, Stuart, you could provide as far as how to approach either former or current members of the military, et cetera, in training?
Go take Appleseed training. Learn how to use a rifle. Learn how to shoot at about 200, 300 yards. First, and just know how to hike and know how to defend yourself. That's what I'd say, Stuart.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, you can also just go and go to your local VFW hall and see what they need. Maybe you can work with them to help your community get more prepared. And within Oath Keepers, we have an Operation Sleeping Giant program that's focused on outreach to veterans. If you want to jump on board with that, contact us through oathkeepers.org, and you can help us outreach to the veterans. But the best thing to do is to, if you know there are veterans out there, get with them, and they can plug you into guys they know that have decent training in the military, and they should be out teaching people and replicating those skills. The average American should have basic infantry skills. That's what you're supposed to be doing. If you don't know how to move, shoot, communicate in a fire team and a squad, then you're not a full American, frankly.
I mean, the big deal is here, folks, I just, like most people that are pro-liberty, just grew up in it and know how to, been shooting guns since you're 4 years old. You tell people that I've never shot guns, they don't understand. But, I mean, the biggest thing is you need a .308-style rifle, and you need to learn how to use it, and also, you need to decide what your red lines are, when you're going to have to defend yourself against criminals. Does that answer your question, sir?
That's a part of it, definitely. I'm working on trying to train myself now and using YouTube. But one thing I was thinking of, Planet Infowars.com, I'm a member of that, so thank you for it. If there's more service members could provide, they're providing some insight on that. If they could provide more insight, that'd be great. And then I'm trying to reach out to people from there to develop networks
Sure, but it's like he said, the main thing is, it's not that it's bad to go out and try to get military training. It's that if you did it on Craigslist, it's going to be a cop wanting to go meet you, and they're going to meet and go, let's kill people. And even if you say no, they'll just give you plastic explosives and put you in jail and put you on the news because they've been told they'll be promoted if they frame somebody. I'm talking about feds when I say cops. The biggest issue is there's a lot of military historical associations. There's a lot of shooting clubs. Get into a shooting club and then just don't say, I want a military train. Then, over time, you'll meet good people. And it's not an automatic process. Do you agree with that statement, Stuart?
Well, there are people out there who provide training in small unit tactics. The main thing is don't get involved in discussions of illegal actions. You can train and learn the skills without being snared. Don't let someone talk to you about committing crimes.
Stay there. Let's take a few more calls with Stuart Rhodes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.